after they finish their lecture, they go, when can I do this again? It's great. So what I did with several of them is ask them if they wanted to become mentors. And so the mentors basically, it's not a large commitment, it's like typically it'd be once a month, communicate with your student for an hour or two, have coffee or do it by Skype or have a phone call, whatever, but coaching. And so it depends totally up to the individual mentor and student as to how much time they want to spend together. So it's a year commitment. And so there's been this year is 8 students who have taken advantage of this, and they're in both these two areas, in terms of working with executives, CSR directors, or professionals in these areas. So this, I recommend for Juvik that the part of the MBA program include a mentorship program. Question? Yes, sure.
I'm sorry, but
no, it's all right.
These are fascinating issues. The mentoring issue, what are their job actually? What are the mentoring about?
Sure.
Is it about a particular case study that you mentioned? Is it about the thesis? What
no. We don't have a thesis for our MBA program. It is essentially, the objective is to connect many of the full-time students do not have a lot of work experience, and so they have a need to understand my goal is to become a sustainability executive, what does a sustainability executive really do every day? What are the challenges? What does a day in the life of a sustainability executive look like? What are the job responsibilities, et cetera? So connect big the way this. Some people don't like this, but I go connect with the real world. And some of the faculty finds that offensive, but so I think the real world is outside, in the industry. So no offense. So connect these kids, for the most part, young people, with the real world, and then if it works. So coaching. Here's what I do. Here's how I developed my career. Here's my advice for you. Here's how I can help you establish a network. Maybe I can give you an internship. Maybe that's not required. And if it really works out well, I may be able to help you get a job here. That's ideal. But we mainly coaching about real world, what's going on, what the industry looks like, what that person's career moves were, et cetera. So like a big brother or big sister. That's the best way I can describe it. Does that help? Okay. Let's see. So let's get into it. I just wanted a few minutes here on this particular area of Clark. And this is the this is where this other department, which includes the Environmental Science Department, so they're all about social community development, forum for dialogue, environmental, innovative. So they have about 30 faculty over there. World class, and we work very closely with them. And do I have time to show a couple of more slides on this, or should I move this along? Any advice? Speed it up?
I think you need to speed up.
Okay, no problem. So we're going to skip that. So let's. I know there's a lot of interest in GIS, and so this particular organization, which I've met the director, and this individual who runs this program also operates the GIS system, which is actually comprised of a capability to evaluate all these major developments across the planet, leveraging global information systems. And so our system is called IDRIS, and IDRIS is, I know some of you are familiar with that, which is significant for our institution. There's 25 full-time people that are related to keeping the system operational, programming, analysts, et cetera. And we work in all these areas. In particular, I was interested in the work they do here. And so I'll just show you a few examples of some of their work. So they can use the IDRIS system to analyze the environment. They do research. It was established in 1987. And so here's just an example of how you could determine the vulnerability of food security in Africa. Let's see, the another example would be, let's see, this would be the, this is a particular focus on fire risks in the desert area. And so the focus is, they use this to not only enhance research, but also do consulting. So they will do a variety of consulting projects for corporations or other institutions. So the reason I presented this is because it's an integral part of our, if you will, our sustainability story. And if anyone's interested in more information, I can definitely connect you with the director of this organization. Let's talk about student engagement. So are anyone familiar here with Net Impact? So Net Impact is a global organization, and its focus, its charter here is to help students particularly work within the areas of environmental work, community work, and there are actually 300 volunteer-led organizations around the globe. Apparently there's not one in Juvik, but it's something that we, as it relates to the area of focus, helping students to focus on community development work and sustainability, we are working with our student organization right now to expand the programs, expand the projects, expand the enrollment. So this is a particularly powerful organization that can be of value and could enhance the sustainability program here at Juvik. So Net Impact could be something you could take a look at. One of the student projects that that I helped a bit on, I don't know anything about farming, let me just tell you, I don't know anything about farming, but what I was asked to do is help these students to, that mostly they were English majors and liberal arts majors, and so they were working to develop a business plan to establish this local organic food business on campus. So my purpose was to help them with the financials. So I said I can do the financials, but don't ask me a thing about organic farming or anything like that. So this was a couple of years ago, and so what these students do is work with local farmers, bring in organic food and sell it through to students and faculty and staff on the campus to emphasize the value of local produce. There's also a student-driven organization called the Sustainability Collaborative, and this is quite active, several hundred members within the Clark organization, mostly undergraduates. So we have Net Impact for mostly graduate students. We're expanding that to undergraduate students, and this is mostly undergraduate students. Related to this is this program I mentioned, which helps and empowers and funds student projects. So most of these projects come from the Clark Student Collaborative. And so essentially what can happen is this is funded by the university. And you would, as a student, individual, or team, you could put together a proposal for some on-campus initiative and essentially get it funded if it was approved. So you could get up, as he said, up to $20,000 to implement some particular program on campus related to sustainability. And these are just some of the projects that have been funded. Not all of them go to $20,000, but some of these, like just dealing with styrofoam recycling, hand dryers, electric vehicles, rainwater, some gardens on campus, you get the idea. So really driving innovation. This is an example of sustainability driving innovation, but students need some money to make it happen. Okay. And I won't go through this because I'm running late, but anyone who's interested, this goes into much more detail related to many of the sustainability initiatives that are ongoing at Clark. This I wanted to talk. This is LEED. So, I mean, I know you have some similar standards here in Europe and in Norway and UK. So this is integral to some of the courses we, and this would relate clearly, standards such as this are very important to your sustainability building programs. And so this covers, this is a non-governmental initiative funded by, or created by the U.S. Green Building Council, which is a nonprofit comprised of engineers, construction people, and architects. And it's actually a very dynamic and rapidly growing organization within the United States, the U.S. Green Building Council. So this is one of their programs, which has become quite omnipresent, for lack of a better word, within the United States. In fact, this I was in Vietnam a couple of years ago in Hanoi, and they actually, Vietnamese have adopted this program for their buildings. They call it LOTUS. So if you look at the LOTUS program in Vietnam, it's essentially the LEED program modified to Vietnamese practices. So, but it covers all these areas. And more and more of our buildings, this is our science center. This is one of our more modern buildings. And there are what we've done, a variety of initiatives and innovations have taken place here in terms of heavy use of natural lighting, preservation and retention of heat, construction. One of the requirements to become LEED certified is appropriate, very rigid and stringent processes for handling all the waste related to recycling of products that are left over from a LEED project. So just wanted to show you one example of that. Clark had back in a couple of decades ago, had a very innovative cogen system. So cogen system basically produces energy and the heat that is resulting from the energy production is used to generate, to heat or cool other parts of the campus. So we had an old system which was initially, not this one, but based on, I think it was a locomotive engine. We had a locomotive engine that we had converted into a cogen system. You know, pretty clever, but it was definitely archaic, and so we did a complete, as part of our climate action plan, Clark made the investment into a new cogen plant, which went live a little over a year and a half ago. So I just wanted to give that as an example of one of the capital investments that was made by Clark as part of our climate action plan. Let's just talk about two partnerships, and then we can wrap this up. So, I mentioned National Grid earlier. So, energy has not been, in general, I think energy has not been on the, for a couple of centuries in the United States, energy has not been a priority in terms of cost management. In fact, some of the energy management systems have been quite archaic and obsolete, in the United States anyway. So National Grid, in partnership with Clark, has created this initiative called the Smart Grid Pilot, and also focused on smart energy. So within Worcester, we have actually now 15,000 meters installed, and the objective really there is to help National Grid manage their distribution of energy more effectively, and also empower customers to basically determine how much energy they're using, become more energy efficient, become smarter in terms of use of energy. And so as part of this overall pilot, National Grid established a hub. And this is a picture of the hub. It's like an Apple store. And it's right down the street from, actually this is on Clark property. So we leased the property to National Grid. And so you can walk into the hub. And Tom and Eve, you have seen the hub when they were over in Worcester, and so what you will see is a variety of the latest technology that can be used, including electric vehicles, very highly efficient appliances, energy efficient meters, etc. And so this opened up, the official opening was last October, and so this is a very important part of our overall campus environment. And what's most interesting to me is that, this is hard to read, but we created this position called Smart Energy Ambassador. And so every year we bring in six students to work in, to be trained by National Grid, and then work in the hub and help customers. So it's a really tremendous opportunity. So I was responsible for running this project for Clark for last year. So anyway, so Clark, in partnership with National Grid, has is helping to advance the whole state of energy management in the United States. So this actually could be, we believe this is actually the future of energy management in the United States anyway, in terms of much smarter and much more efficient management of energy. So the exciting part is that we have students involved in this. Just a couple more slides. Lastly, a partner that we work with for catering on the campus is Sodexo, a French-based firm, very green, and these are just some of the areas that just give you an idea of the firm if you're unfamiliar with it. So a good-sized global company, and but we have partnered with Sodexo for several years to focus on several of these issues related to sustainability and I think this slide best describes actually this is a I've discovered yesterday this is in French so I won't try to translate it, but this just gives you a quick idea about some of the areas where Sodexo is driving sustainability related to operating a catering service. So I just wanted to give you an idea about our relationship with Sodexo. So that concludes my presentation, a little over about an hour and a half, and I hope you found that to be valuable. I'll be glad to take any additional questions. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much, Will. This is an impressive overview of Clark's activities in the sustainability field. And we are using Will as a mentor in our work in trying to establish sustainability, at least in the economics and management.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity. Okay. Thank you all for coming.